Solana launches payment channels, so AI agents settle in one transaction. Solana introduced payment channels, a mechanism that lets an AI agent authorize a spending limit once and then settle all of its usage in a single on-chain transaction, instead of signing and paying for every individual call. The launch was announced by CoinMarketCap on September 4, 2026, citing Solana's rollout. SOL traded at 103.61, up 3.3% over 24 hours as of that date, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The problem it targets is specific. An autonomous agent that calls a paid API, buys compute, or pays another agent hundreds of times per minute would, under the standard model, need a separate signed transaction for each payment. That means a signature, a fee, and a slot on the chain for every micro action. Payment channels collapse that pattern. The agent commits to a ceiling up front, transacts freely against it, off the main execution path, and posts one settling transaction at the end. The mechanics of a Channel A payment channel is not new as a concept. Bitcoin's Lightning Network popularized the idea years ago, and Ethereum experimented with state channels for similar reasons. The design is straightforward. Two parties lock a balance and exchange signed balance updates directly, without broadcasting each one. Only the opening and the final settlement touch the base layer. Everything in between is a running tally that either side can close out with the latest signed state. Solana's version applies this to agent spending. Instead of a human approving each transfer, the agent holds an authorization with a cap. It spends against that cap in increments, and the network only records the net result. For a workload of 1,000 API calls at a fraction of a cent each, the difference is one settlement versus 1,000 separate confirmations. The timing lines up with agent demand machine-to-machine payments have been a talking point across crypto for 2 years, but the volume was theoretical until agents started running real workloads. An agent that pays per query, per token, or per second of compute generates a transaction pattern no human wallet produces: high frequency, low value, and constant. That pattern is expensive and slow to service one signature at a time, even on a fast chain. Solana's pitch has always been throughput. Payment channels take a different angle on the same goal by removing transactions from the chain entirely rather than processing them faster. The base layer sees the entrances and exits, not the traffic in between. That keeps block space free for settlement, while agents handle the bulk of their accounting off-path. The move also sits next to Solana's broader payments push. The same infrastructure that clears agent micropayments is the rail that consumer products settle on, and several Solana-based cards already route spend through the network's payment signers. Cheaper batched settlement at the protocol level is the kind of plumbing that eventually shows up as lower costs on the products built above it. The gap between a launch and a standard one announcement from an official source confirms the feature exists. It does not confirm adoption. Payment channels historically face a few durable frictions. Both parties must stay online or delegate a watchtower to catch a counterparty trying to settle an old, more favorable balance. Capital gets locked for the life of the channel, and the model works best between parties that transact repeatedly, not for one-off payments. For agents, the online requirement is less of a hurdle than it is for humans, since agents run continuously by design. The locked capital trade-off is real, but bounded by the spending cap the agent sets. The open question is whether developers building agent frameworks route their payments through this primitive or stick with per-transaction signing that is simpler to reason about. A launch is the start of that answer, not the end of it. There is also a settlement cost point worth keeping straight. Removing per-call fees does not make agent spending free. The channel still carries an open cost, a close cost, and whatever the agent is actually paying for. The saving is in the overhead of getting the money there, not in the price of the goods. For a high-frequency workload, that overhead is the dominant cost, which is exactly why the primitive targets agents first.